The United Nations Climate Conference, COP30, is currently meeting in Brazil, with California and other states participating. But while the U.S. government is ignoring the conference and the reality of climate change, many nations and NGOs around the planet are taking the climate crisis seriously. Their mission is to exchange information and learn from each other. California Natural Resources Secretary Wade Crowfoot is leading California's delegation.
Part of why we're here is to share our ambitions and our progress, but drive the rest of the world forward too, as a strong voice. Now this year, our federal government is totally missing in action. We may be one, if not the only national government that's not participating in this climate summit in Brazil. And the rest of the world needs to understand that America is still in this fight and we're moving forward.
The overriding goal of the climate summit is to limit the average global temperature increase below 1.5 degrees Celsius or 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit by the end of the 21st century. That was the target agreed to by countries around the world, including the U.S., at the climate conference in Paris in 2015. The Trump administration has since withdrawn from the agreement, but other countries took up the challenge. Jane Lomax-Smith is Lord Mayor of Adelaide in the state of South Australia. She explained to Crowfoot how they began realizing the benefits of renewable energy early on.
We were blessed about 10 years before Paris because our state government had the vision to recognize that we needed to have a stable energy supply that actually avoided any shutdowns and problems over time, but on top of that had a decarbonisation route and also was a transition to renewables. They put in legislation that was way ahead of its time. We copied California a little bit. And that legislation encouraged and changed the planning laws so that wind power was easier to install. We gave incentives across a whole range of domestic uses, and we built the very first large-scale battery in the world that could help us over the difficult periods.
Smith said the state of South Australia is getting 76% of its power from renewables, with 40% from wind. More than 50% of the houses have rooftop solar, and they expect 100% of power from renewables within 5 years. Europe is responding to climate change as well. Kata Tuto has the European Committee of Regions that includes more than 700 mayors and regional leaders. Europe, like California, has suffered from drought, heat waves, and wildfires. The Hungarian economist told Crowfoot that people today feel overwhelmed by climate crises, like they are in a constant state of emergency. Tuto said it's beyond time for just words.
You need leaders who people actually know and see and can touch and hold responsible for their words and see that all these climate actions we are talking about, it won't cost their lives, okay? We retrofit their homes, make their cities more livable, we plant more trees. Yes, maybe we will have less cars, but public spaces will actually be connecting citizens and not divide them. We create more spaces for people to feel at home, to feel safe, because they are part of society. And we, try to make it affordable.
While much attention is paid to actions of world leaders and the policies that could come out of COP30, most of the significant work is happening in meetings and workshops taking place between participants. One of them is California State Senator Josh Becker. He represents most of San Mateo County and northern Santa Clara County. He spoke with Wade Crowfoot about the value of being here.
It's really about this effort of learning from each other. And as I said, a lot of positive stories.
Yeah.
You know, with the mayor of Boise, Idaho, they have an all-electric fire station, an all-electric police station. Okay, well, yeah, I guess we can do that in my district too, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it is incredible, you know. And again, not papering over accelerating climate change. We know we have to move further
sure.
and faster. But we do it together and we help each other move further and faster. So I'm with you. Like, this has been an energizing few days,
yeah.
You know, clear-eyed about the challenges we face, but also, you know, optimistic that we're going to continue to drive forward progress.
On Thursday at COP30, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres criticized nations for their failure to limit global heat. And he added that too many corporations are making record profits from climate devastation, with billions spent on lobbying, deceiving the public, and obstructing progress. Vic Bedoyan reporting for the Pacifica Evening News and KFCF Radio.